Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest that happened in running this week. This week's stories include Dave Mackey signs up for Leadman, Ann Trason's Greengate mission, and a way too cool dance party? The elite entry lists have been posted for the 2018 UTMB, and it's looking pretty damn stacked. Killian, Jim, Luis Alberto, Tim Hayden, Zach, Xavier, Alex, Ryan, Jediminis, and more are all making their way to the de facto 100-mile world championship. Defending champ Franny D is not currently on the list. Over to the ladies, a lot of familiar names are also lining up again, including Carolyn, Mimi, Andrea, Casey, Magda, Stephanie, Nuria, and Amy. Of special interest in the CCC will be Camille Heron, Ida Neeson, Miao Yao, Tim Frericks, Pau Capel, Cody Reed, and Rob Krar. And the lesser-known TDS is finally taking a huge leap forward in competitiveness with Megan Kimmel, Yao Wang, Claire Gallagher, Keely Henninger, Rory Bozio, Alyssa St. Laurent, Corrine Malcolm, Tom Owens, Debo, Ludovic Pomerant, Antoine Guillaume, and Patty O'Leary. Going to be an absolutely insane year over in the Chamonix Valley. Speaking of Carolyn Chevreau, who we did mention is on the 2018 starters list, it seems she's been hit with a bit of a health snag after her aggressive racing schedule the past couple years. She posted to Facebook this week that she has quote-unquote lost her health due to not listening to increasing signs. She's been overdoing it. Let's hope this is only a temporary setback and she can regain her health. We mentioned Jim King in last week's episode when he was inducted into the Sacramento Running Association Hall of Fame for his Western States victories in the 1980s. I'd encourage you to check out this touching tribute film created by one of his daughters, Maria Dolink, who's also a YouTube vlogger.
I'll never forget a time when we were all little kids. The details are fuzzy. I don't know if we were at the dinner table or in the living room, but that doesn't matter much. The words that followed have stayed with me forever. You declared to all of us, did you know that you are related to a world record-breaking champion?
Very touching and an interesting perspective. Kudos, Mariah, and thanks for sharing the stories of your father, whom many look up to. Dave Mackey is officially signed up for the 2018 Leadman Challenge. The series of running and mountain biking events in Leadville, Colorado will have him completing a trail marathon, 50-mile biker run, 100-mile mountain bike, 10K run, and 100-mile run all within a two-month span in one of America's highest towns. Can't wait to see him crush that thing. The Way Too Cool 50K took place this past weekend under mixed weather conditions. I was out chasing the leaders around, and one minute it was raining, then it was sunny, and next thing you know, ice was falling from the sky. At the end of the day, Max King outclassed the field with his decisive move up the infamous Goat Hill at mile 26 to finish in 3:18. He was hunted down and almost caught by a surging Jared Hazen, who came within sight of the King down the finishing chute. The ladies, Ladia Albertson-Junkins ran the fourth fastest time ever in 3:44 on less than ideal conditions, followed closely by Brittany Peterson in 3:46. The finish atmosphere was pretty damn good, I'd have to say, made especially festive with this impromptu dance party on the park road next to the finish line. When it comes to ultra fashion, we are on the lookout for any emerging trends, but haven't found much compelling yet in 2018. In the meantime, mud. Help us decide who wore it best out of the top five finishers of the Way Too Cool 50K. Leave your vote in the comments below. The USATF 50K Road Champs took place again this year at the Comset 50K in New York. Unable to make it and toe the line due to flight issues was Camille Heron. So in the ladies' field, it was Gabrielle Russo with the win and championship in 3 hours 36 minutes, followed closely by Laura Klein in 3:37. For the men, Eric LaPuma won in 3 hours 3 minutes with Chris Rowley a ways back in 3:15. A viewer sent us some info about the Legends Trail Race in Belgium, which sounds pretty damn insane if you ask me. 250 kilometers in length with over 7,000 meters of climb, no crew, no pacers, no course markings. On this route, which saw snow and ice take out over half the race field as DNFs. Thought we were done with the ice and snow? Nope, think again. The Iditarod 350 is finally done. With what I can tell, Gavin Woody took the win over Dave Johnston by just 2 minutes, We've also got reports that longtime race leader Scott Hoberg took a wrong turn around mile 325 and became so lost he eventually dropped. Freaking brutal. The first man to break 4 minutes in the mile, Roger Bannister, passed away this week at 88 years of age. We have to make mention of his inspiration to so many over the years and for daring to make the impossible possible. Ryan Sands is off on his next great adventure, this time in the Himalayas. He and Brian O'Griesel are going after the FKT on the Great Himalaya Trail, which is close to 1,400 kilometers in length. Although there is not one single trail for the GHT, they have laid out their route, which roughly follows what Andrew Porter did in 28 days back in 2016. They are currently 279 kilometers in to their 4-week journey. And Trayson has taken up issue with the color of a pretty infamous gate on the Western States 100 course. The gate, known as Green Gate, near mile 80, on the storied course is apparently now silver, and Anne is none too happy, because she is petitioning to get it painted green, but receiving pushback from local authorities. You know what I say? How about a rogue group of ultra runners help the situation out in the middle of the night, say, in June? We have some more trash pickup stories this week. The first from the Wasatch Mountain Wranglers in Utah. Logan Ledford leads the Trash Attack, where he throws down $100 per month of his own money to whomever picks up the most trash off the trails in a single month span. Then on to the founders of a new portable sunscreen company, Splats, who've embarked on a trash bike tour where they're riding the length of the Pacific Coast Highway from San Francisco to Mexico, trailer in tow, picking up trash along the way. Nice.
Nice.
Gotta make a quick shout out to Bob Dickinson, finish line coordinator for the Western States Endurance Run, for hooking Jam Jam up with this sweet vintage Western States 100 tie. This is truly a treasure that I will cherish. To close out the week, I've got to announce we filmed a new Mountain Outpost episode with Skylar and myself this past weekend. Let's just say mountain summits, peeps, and Sour Patch Bunnies were involved, and it got ugly. That should drop closer to Easter. And with that, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share, or question or feedback for the show, leave a comment below. And as always, a huge massive thank you to our Patreon supporters who help keep the show going every single week. Have a week.